Your Ranch It Up, Heard It Here weekly recap is up right after this. Make the right choice with Schnabel Ranch Simmentals and Lazy J Bar Ranch. Simmentals, Sim-Angus, and Red Angus bulls and heifers with genomics on every critter. Schnabel Ranch Simmentals and Lazy J Bar Ranch, Saturday, February 21st at Hub City Livestock in Aberdeen, South Dakota. All sale information available at ranchchannel.com. Coming soon to ranchchannel.com, the Sales Series, the evolution of how producers connect with elite livestock and proven operations. From top-end bulls, heifers, and horses to land, equipment, products, and programs shaping the future of agriculture. The Sales Series, where smart ranching starts. Find out more by emailing info@ranchchannel.com.
Welcome to Sire Buyer, a place where we connect cattlemen. The nation's number one destination for buying and selling breeding genetics. In-depth reviews and upbeat news on your favorite sires. Sire Buyer features the top Angus bulls across the country. Be sure to sign up to receive your directory by emailing info@sirebuyer.com. If you're looking for the best place in breeding genetics, you've just found it.
Bull and female sales, commercial heifers, products, services, and information, it's all on ranchchannel.com. Make it easy on yourself. Head to ranchchannel.com on your phone, click those three little dots in the corner, and save it to your home screen. Use it, like it, love it, ranchchannel.com.
President Donald Trump's new beef trade with Argentina could increase imports by as much as 80,000 tons this year, a move that raised red flags for some U.S. ranchers. Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins is defending the decision, saying critics are missing the bigger picture. She argues the additional imports are focused on ground beef and are intended to help bring down prices at the grocery store, noting that ground beef is not the primary product most U.S. ranchers produce. But not everyone is on board. State agriculture leaders in North Dakota to Texas are pushing back. North Dakota Farmers Union President Matt Perdue says cattle producers in his state are disappointed. He argues the deal is unlikely to significantly lower consumer prices and warns it could put added pressure on domestic producers. Meanwhile, Texas Agriculture Commissioner Sid Miller is calling for a stronger America First approach, especially as the U.S. cattle herd sits at historic lows. Miller says the priority should be rebuilding America's cattle numbers and expanding domestic processing capacity to keep ranchers competitive. He also voiced concern about expanding Argentine beef imports at a time when U.S. producers are already facing tight supplies. Looking ahead, Miller says the next farm bill must firmly support American ranchers, and he's outlining proposals aimed at strengthening the cattle industry for the long term.